ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome the informative Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm feeling very informative today as well, so that's all good.
Well, you know what? I thought I'd use an easy word today for you.
It's still early on a Sunday, isn't it, for you, Rhea? So let's keep it simple.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not me that doesn't know the meaning of most of these words. It's you. So.
It's true. It is very true.
Yeah, I just had to point that out. And Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the late 1900s, which is a darn good thing for a travel company.
It is a good thing. Let's hope it continues as well.
Yes. Right. So it's been not such a busy week. What I'm going to ask again, what is going on with the US and when are they going to be allowing European people in?
It's still a state of, other than the information that they've already put out at the beginning of this month, that they're going to open up in November, any other information has been very sparse, to say the least. So there's still no exact date yet. I think I said last week or the week before that the word on the streets is going to be the 15th of November, but it's not been confirmed yet. The only other news that came out this week with regards to the US reopening is the fact that they're going to accept all vaccines which are on the World Health Organization list. So it's not the ones that are just EU approved or just US approved. It is going to be the ones that are on the World Health Organization's approved list. But that's the only other information that has come out since their first acknowledgement that they're going to be opening up. So we're still waiting, unfortunately.
The whole thing about the vaccinations as well, it's like, why are you giving them if they're only approved in one country or they're only approved in another? Or it's the word is cluster something else that I would generally use. But I can't because, you know, but yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But anyways, moving on, what's going on in Singapore?
Yeah, good news, actually. Singapore and eight Western nations, including the United States and Britain, will soon open free quarantine travel lanes for vaccinated travellers, Singapore officials announced on the 9th of October. The other countries opening the quarantine-free travel lanes are Canada, Italy, France, the Netherlands, Spain and Denmark. These lanes will begin operation starting October the 19th, so not too long to wait. This is Singapore's most extensive easing of travel restrictions since March of last year. With the eight new vaccinated travel lanes announced, Singapore now has such schemes with 11 countries. On Friday, it unveiled a similar arrangement with South Korea. This one will become operational on November the 15th, and vaccinated travel lanes with Germany and Brunei have been in place since September. And also in a further boost for travellers, countries involved in these corridors will require just two PCR tests. That will be one upon arrival in Singapore and another one on departure.
All right, and New Zealand has a new lottery.
Yeah, the ongoing New Zealand lottery of crew, if they can get home or if they can't, or as a lot of people like to call it, the Hunger Games. The next batch of managed isolation and quarantine vouchers for entry back into New Zealand will take place on Tuesday, the 12th of October at 10 a.m. New Zealand time. That's approximately, I think, 4 hours after this interview will air. So any Kiwi crew listening, make sure you're ready for it. This is for approximately 2,900 rooms, which will be spread across November, December and January. Now, the lobby will open at 9 a.m. before the lottery starts at 10 a.m. And the website you will need to be on is www.miq.govt.nz. But as usual, we will put the link on underneath the interview.
Actually, we'll put the link on your website.
And on the website.
Yes, you'll have to go to the website to get that link.
We will do that.
And Brazil, what's going on in Brazil?
Yeah, good news there as well. So after months of travel restrictions, the Brazilian government has lifted the ban on travellers arriving from the UK, South Africa or India. The ban was lifted effective from October the 5th. Now, passengers who have been in the UK, South Africa or India in the last 14 days can enter Brazil, provided they have the following. They need to complete the Traveller's Health Declaration form. Again, we'll put a link on the website for this as well. This has to be completed within 24 hours before departure. They must also hold a document confirming a negative PCR test result issued within 72 hours prior to departure, or a negative antigen test result issued within 24 hours prior to departure. The documents must be issued by a laboratory recognised by the health authority in their country of residence and must be in either Portuguese, English or Spanish.
Makes sense. Croatia.
Yep, so fully vaccinated travellers from the United Kingdom will no longer be obliged to present negative results of a coronavirus test when planning to enter Croatia, as Croatia's government has decided to abolish such a requirement. Now, up to this point, Britons were required to undergo a pre-departure PCR test when planning to head to the Balkan country and proof that they tested negative for the virus. But according to Croatian authorities, travellers from the UK will be required to fill in the passenger locator form and present proof of accommodation in the country. In addition, they will also be required to present a valid vaccination document that shows that the second dose has been administered within a year and at least 2 weeks before their arrival, and no PCR test is needed whatsoever.
Like, I'm just not getting this, you know.
I just doesn't don't. Sit right, does it?
It's idiocracy. I mean, it really is, because whether you're vaccinated or not doesn't mean that you can't carry the virus. So wouldn't it just make more sense not to worry so much about the vaccines as it would be to make sure that you don't have the damn thing to begin with?
Yeah. I mean, as we've said numerous times on this show, you know, the ease of what you can get a PCR test or an antigen test nowadays, you know, and the time it can be turned around, there really shouldn't be an issue of being able to get it done during a check-in process, to be honest with you. So, but it seems to be a lot of the countries are going this way now. You know, a lot of Europe are doing it. The UK are doing it. I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it. If they think it's going to bring more tourists in or what, I don't know. But definitely the way they're all going, it seems.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, why you have just as much, you know, like just as much chance to carry it if you have the vaccine or not. So why are we worried about that as opposed to the spread? I have no idea. But
yeah.
Once again, queen of the world, queen of the world.
Exactly, and you could
be
right.
Second queen of the world.
I think I could probably be the biggest queen of the world.
Probably could. AirAsia, what's going on there?
In a travel advisory published on its website on October the 6th, AirAsia Malaysia. Now, I'll give the flight code for this because AirAsia have got lots of subsidiaries. So it's important to know that this is AirAsia Malaysia, which is flight code AK for anybody who's listening. Basically, Lev made it mandatory for only completely vaccinated adult guests to be allowed to board its flights. And this is effective immediately. So there's no grace period here. It is effective immediately as from this moment. This also includes domestic air travel. So for any passenger who is unable to provide proof they are fully vaccinated, they will be denied boarding. AirAsia Malaysia, it's a mouthful to say, isn't it? It's also enforcing a contactless check-in process. The airline confirmed it made it mandatory for all passengers to check in via the AirAsia Super app. AirAsia says staff check-in counters will remain available only for passengers with mobility issues, passengers traveling with small children, and unaccompanied minors.
Right. State of this world. Right, but on a good note, we have the winner of the Blue Marine photo competition for September. And of course, this is all about charity and some beautiful pictures. So it's always a good note to end up on.
It is nice and happy way to end anyway. I do apologize, it's a little bit late. So normally it should have been done last week. I completely forgot, so it's my fault. But anyway, the winner for September's photo competition, and I'm so sorry if I pronounce this completely wrong because I am terrible with names, is Gianri van der Watt. I'm sure that's completely wrong, so I do apologize, Gianri. This month, Gianri indulged us with an array of photos from her yachty days. Gianri is a well-travelled yacht chef and decided to share a glimpse into her life with us. She chose coral gardeners as her charity of choice, and Blue Marine will be purchasing a couple of corals on her behalf. Now, if anybody would like to see the wonderful work or purchase a coral themselves, please head to www.coralgardeners.org. Now, for anyone who would like to see Gianri's photos or previous winners' photos, please head to our website, www.bluemarinetravel.com and click on the photo competition tab. And for anyone obviously wanting to enter October's competition and to win £50 for a charity of your choice, please send your photos to sales@bluemarinetravel.com.
And there's only 2 more months left in the competition.
There is indeed. Yep, 2 more months. And then we choose the big winner who win £100 for their charity. So, yeah, it's all go. And we've got some great entries as well. So it's going to be very difficult to pick.
So do you think you're going to carry it on next year?
I would hope so. I'd like to think so. I think it's been good. And, you know, and it's for charity as well. So and people are getting behind it, which is great.
Well, and I got to say, there's been some absolutely amazing, you know, photographs coming out of it. And it's great to see that, you know, we've got all these yachties, but they all have some, you know, hobbies or professions that they can fall back on, because these pictures are just phenomenal.
Exactly right. I mean, I've been blown away by the standard. Honestly, it's just been crazy, the standard of photos that we've got. And like you say, I mean, they are looking very, very professional, most of them. So, you know, it's great. It's great to see.
Yeah. Well, I'm not very good at it. I'll send you some of my pictures.
I'm not sure if we could post them ones up, Rhea.
Well, yeah, usually it's like a finger or, you know.
Exactly some, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. And then I'm actually trying to take a picture and the camera's turned the wrong way around, you know, because it's my phone. And then that's just scary.
A lot of close-up selfies.
Yeah. Oh, especially with no makeup and no shower. That's just, that's like, you know, we could make some horror shows out of that, I'm sure.
Maybe we should have some howler photos and we'll put yours up.
Yeah. You know what? That would be the best. You could have the worst photo competition.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe we should try that one.
I know, right?
Yeah. Good idea.
I am full of those. The worst photo competition, because you know what? Nobody does the worst photo competition, and everybody would be dying to see how bad people's, but people might not want to put their names to it, but.
Hey, come on. Why not? We all take bad photos now and again.
Yeah. I take bad photos all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be winning. That's the thing though, is that I'd be winning every single month, but I guess I probably wouldn't be allowed to. Because you know what? In most of those competitions that the world has, if you're like affiliated by affiliation, you can't actually enter.
Yeah, we'd have to ban you.
Yeah, because you know I'd win. That's really it.
Exactly right. We might let you win 1 month.
Right, Lee, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I would tell everybody, we're going to make sure to provide, of course, the link to Blue Marine Travel and to Lee's LinkedIn, because if you are looking to travel anytime in the near future, Lee has everything up on his LinkedIn, you know, 20 billion times a day.
It's a bit monotonous, isn't it?
Wait, no. I mean, you know, if you're traveling, which I never leave my house. So for me, it may be. But for most people that literally are traveling, like yachties, it is a good source of information.
Yeah. We'll keep it going.
Yeah, we'll make sure to have that link for you. Once again, Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the late 1900s. And thanks, Lee. I guess we're going to see you again next week right here.
Same time, same place next week.
Awesome. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F.